tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. Thousands pay their respects to Muhammad Ali. Thousands of people chanting Ali are lining the streets of the hometown of the most famous American Muslim ever Friday to say goodbye to boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died last Friday at the age of 74. Ali's cherry red casket, draped in an Islamic shroud, was placed in a hearse that is taking the body past sites that were important to him. Ali will be buried in a private service at the Cave Hill Cemetery, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Former heavyweight boxing champions Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis are among the pallbearers for a memorial service, which will be televised from a sports arena in Louisville. Ali family spokesman Bob Gunnell said Tyson was a late addition after finding out a prior commitment would not prevent him from attending. Gunnell also says Tyson was very emotional after learning about Ali's death and was not sure whether he could cope with the emotions surrounding the funeral. Actor Will Smith, who was nominated for an Oscar for a movie portrayal of Ali, is one of the pallbearers as well. Former President Bill Clinton and comedian Billy Crystal will eulogize Ali. Crystal's accurate impersonation of Ali often left the champ doubled over with laughter. The World Health Organization says women who live in areas where Zika is spreading should consider delaying pregnancy, since there's no other sure way to avoid the virus's devastating birth defects. The WHO stopped short of recommending that couples put pregnancy on hold. Zika is rapidly spreading through Latin America and the Caribbean. More on our website. Check voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations